Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Tuesday, January the 3rd, 2023. I am Tungamile Nkomo. Tonight, we are talking about the aspirations of young people as we embark on a brand new year and head towards general elections in a couple of months. For many people, 2022 was a daunting year full of challenges, and 2023 offers little optimism, if any. Zimbabwe's problems are complex. They range from crippling power shortages that continue to plunge the country into everlasting darkness for many hours on end every single day, to soaring inflation that peaked at 280% last month, and unemployment that has seen living standards plummeting to poverty levels for the majority of Zimbabweans. The divide between the rich and the poor continues to widen, thanks mainly to endemic corruption. The issue of drug abuse among young people is a major cause for concern. Democracy and the rule of law, if you ask critics of the ruling ZANU-PF, are in critical short supply. A case in point, they say, is the continued incarceration of opposition CCC Member of Parliament for Zengeza West, Job Sikala, who has been locked up at Chikurubi Maximum Prison close to 7 months pre-trial without bail. Mr. Scala faces a long rap sheet. Allegations range from inciting public violence to obstructing justice, for which trial kicked off today. The outspoken legislator, who says he is terribly ill in jail, asked the presiding magistrate to live stream proceedings of his trial, a request vehemently opposed by the state. CCC spokesperson Fazai Maere told reporters following Mr. Scala's appearance in court, quote, democracy is on trial.
I know I speak on behalf of our chain champion in chief, President Nelson Chamisa, saying that we stand by Honorable Job Sikala as we have done from day one. We stand in firm solidarity with him. I'm sure you all saw that the courtroom was filled, packed to the brim with change champions from across the country, some as far as South Africa, who've come to stand in solidarity with Honorable Job Sikala. Now, I want to say three important things. The first thing is that democracy is on trial. This is clearly a political trial where ZANU-PF is running scared of the CCC and of the popular will of the people as we approach 2023. And that is why they hope to shut out dissenting voices. And we just wish to emphasize that no amount of persecution can silence change whose time has come. And we know that come 2023 July, political persecutions of this nature will be a thing of the past. The second issue is that bail is a constitutional entitlement. There's no reason whatsoever for someone to be in jail for 203 days before trial. Even under Ian Smith, under Robert Mugabe, such things never used to happen. This regime is absolutely worse than Robert Mugabe. The final issue is that the issue that was before the court today was very simple. One of applying for these proceedings to be televised or live streamed. This is a simple issue that the state could have dealt with, but again, we see continued efforts to try and delay the proceedings, and we condemn that. We also condemn the procedure, which is completely foreign to the Criminal Procedure and Evidence Act.
Opposition CCC spokesperson Fazai Maere speaking to VOA Studio 7 reporter Frank Chikore at the courts in Harare today. The ruling ZANU-PF, of course, does not share the same sentiments as the opposition on this matter, and indeed on many others. The party denies that Mr. Scala is being victimized politically, and that there is selective application of the law, especially by the police. even as many ZANU-PF supporters who have openly called for CCC leader Nelson Chamisa to be killed remain scot-free. In his New Year message to the people of Zimbabwe, President Emmerson Mnangagwa thanked the security forces for remaining loyal to his government. This, of course, is notable, given that the army staged a military coup against then-President Robert Mugabe in 2017. Mr. Mnangagwa also called for peace ahead of elections this year. Here he is.
The loyalty of the security services deserves special mention. They continue to serve our nation with uttermost honor and dignity. My fellow Zimbabweans, elections offer an opportunity to exercise our democratic right. As such, we will be holding the harmonized general elections. Mindful of the fact that we are a diverse but one people, united by one flag, I urge each and every one of us to continue being peace-loving and politically mature citizens. The defense of our hard-won independence must serve as a reminder to us all. We must march forward together, given that Chimurenga Chefumba is a process, not an event. As masters of our own destiny, we should also start looking beyond 2030 so that we will be able to create a better future for generations to come. Finally, my dear Zimbabweans, as we welcome the new year, I wish you all joy, happiness, prosperity, and peace. And remember, Nyika inovakwa nevenevayo, igotongwa nevenevayo. Ilizwe liakiwa labanikazi valo, libuswe labanikazi valo, ititina. May the good Lord continue to prosper our nation. God bless you all. God bless Zimbabwe. Thank you.
That was President Emmerson Mnangagwa in his New Year message to the people of Zimbabwe. Lichona njani zulukandava siyahlangana kuhlelo lwe Live Talk, The Connection, okuluhlelo lwabasakhulayo. Namhlanje sixoxa ngezifiso zabasakhulayo singena nje kumnyaka ka-2023. Kunengi obekungahambi kuhle emnyakeni osanda kwedlula, kanti njalo lo nyaka abanye bathi akulalutho oluzatshintsha. Kodwa abanye bathi njengoba kulokhetho oluzayo nje mhlawumbe kungaya ngasifudlana. Kwaziwai vatereri veStudio 7 nasi muchirongwa chenyu che Live Talk The Connection. Tiri kutarisa shuviro yeve Ruzhinji vechidiki tichipinda mugore ra 2023. Vakawanda vari kuchema chema vachiti gore ra pfura ra 2022 ranga rakaoma zvachose. Ko gore rino pachave neshanduko here? That's the multi-million question that we are asking tonight. To help us discuss this issue, we are joined by a guest, Yangasen Matete, Executive Director of Project Vote 263. Mr. Matete, good evening and welcome to Live Talk.
Good evening, Mr. Tinganinkomo. Thank you for having me tonight.
Thank you very much. Can you summarize the year 2022 for you as a young person? How would you characterize it?
2022, as a young person who is based in Zimbabwe, I can say it was a year that was filled with a lot of activities. That was it was a very difficult year for many young people. especially many young people with many aspirations. We've seen a lot of young people graduating from universities across the country, but most of them, or even all of them, graduating to go to become vendors. So 2022 did not meet our expectations as young people, as we could not get access to employment, we could not get access to improved safe delivery, better health care, and we have seen a lot of more young people who are in civic space or political space being persecuted and all those things. So 2022 basically was a difficult year for a young person in Zimbabwe. Just to summarize it in short.
And I assume that is in terms of the economy and in terms of governance as well.
Yes, definitely correct. You would know that 2022, it was the fourth year of the government of President Emmerson Mnangagwa being in power, and having him in his manifesto when he was campaigning 2018, having promised to deliver more than 2 million jobs. And in 2022, we had reports actually being published by reputable organizations such as ActionAid in Zimbabwe, saying that in Zimbabwe, more than 95% of young people are now in the informal sector. So that alone shows that it was a very difficult year. And yes, yet young people, some of them, having to move even to overseas, seeking for political asylum. Yes, yet the young activists going to have to go abroad, just to just evade political persecution and all sorts of things. If you had fees post being increased, and if you had young students or student activists being arrested for protesting against fees hikes, so all those things are happening in 2022. Although we had a reprieve in terms of COVID-19 restrictions being lowered down, but there was nothing much that changed economically and politically in terms of what young people are facing in Zimbabwe.
Looking at the issue of governance, Mr. Matete, there are two competing narratives, depending, of course, on who you listen to. The ZANU-PF government, which calls itself the Second Republic, says that democracy was entrenched in 2022. They are arguing that there is more democracy now than there was during the Mugabe era, whereas the opposition CCC especially argues that the democratic space is being shut down by the government of Mr. Mnangagwa, which they say is increasingly becoming autocratic. They are citing the issue of the arrest of Mr. Sikala and Mr. Stoll and others who were arrested in Nyatsime. Others, as we know, have now been released, but Mr. Sikala remains in custody almost 7 months after his arrest. What say you on that? Which party do we have to believe here?
I think what is important is for us to fundamentally define what is democracy is all about. Democracy is all about freedom of expression at a basic level. So when other people say that the democracy was entrenched or we saw a further increase in democratic practice in Zimbabwe, maybe what we need to look at, were there more increased freedom of speech, and what happened after freedom of expression has been exercised by citizens of Zimbabwe, by Zimbabweans in general. In 2022, we saw it is not a problem with the arrest of Mr. Sikala and his colleagues. It's not a problem, but how the case is being handled becomes a problem. That 7 months, like you say, I correctly said that 7 months after someone has been arrested, there has not been any significant trial. And given that some of his colleagues that he was arrested with actually released or admitted to bail, and the law says that all one ought to be treated equally before the law. And if we are to be actually accused of same crime and someone is given reprieve and someone is denied reprieve, so that the selective application of the law, in what we saw in 2022 is what you call lawfare. A process of weaponizing the law where members or dissent, people who are accused of dissenting people who are speaking a piece of thing against the government are actually arrested, incarcerated for a long time without even trial. So all those things were happening in 2022. And not only that, when you're talking about democracy, it's got a lot of issues that were happening in 2022. We saw that in 2022, the issues of delimitation that was going on, political process, voter registration, all those things. But during the delimitation process that was recently, the document that was recently submitted to the president, many people or many political stakeholders were not being included. We saw a lot of people voters draw with all those things. So we can't basically say that there was increase in the democratic practice. What you are seeing now currently in Zimbabwe is Western things during the Mugabe days. At least when you were arrested during the Mugabe days, you could go to trial or you could give a bail pending trial. What we are seeing currently is what is used to happen during the Smith era, during the Mazimba Muto era, where Mazimba Muto, a famous case of Mazimba Muto that is being used as a case study in many cases across the world, were being detained without trial, were being detained without even being popular thing currently in Zimbabwe in 2022. So yes, it's the second, they called the Second Republic, but it is still maintains its order that we used to see during the colonial era and that we used to see during the Mugabe days, if not even worse.
Asi hanzi navamnanga gwane vezano PF vacho vamatete hanzi munyika maita kuzvitonga kuzere democracy uyezve hanzi pane zvakawanda zvirongwa zvatakaita muna 2022 zvakasimudzira magariro evana veZimbabwe hanzi migwagwa takagadzira upfumi takasimudzira nezvinhu zvakawanda wanda manzwa amunanga kuvachitaura hanzi nemauto tinomatenda nekuva loyal kuhurumende muri kuti chiine izvo
inoitika mukoma mutungamiri ndechekuti kuti upenyu hwavanhu hwaimprove hazvitaupi zvinoonekwa nemarami anenge achiita vanhu ukaenda kuna nambare ukaenda kumageto kumaura kunogara vanhu vanhu vari kutambudzika kusinga zvekuti even United Nations yakasapa kuti 70% of total population in Zimbabwe is facing starvation. All those figures are this kunyepa. Ukaenda kumaruwa neyazi climate change iri kuitika hakuna chiri kuibva. Zvinhu zviri kutura mumunda vanhu vari kutambura. Yes, migwagwa iri kuvakwa iri kuita sei but kutasa nyaya dzemalevel of corruption dziri kuitika dzese idzodzo dzinyaya dzekuti dziri kukanganisa development iri kuitika development pawange ichiitika. Saka zvinhu zvakawanda zvokuti hatigoni kuti tinge tichingoti tichinge tichizvitaura nyaya yekubudira kumunhu nyumba meni kana vana venyu vakaguta hamumbofanhi kuvataura kuti vana vangu vakaguta munongovaona vega kuti vana vakaguta havasi nyaya yekutaura kuti vana vangu vakaguta ndionekwa zvega saka nyaya iripo haisi nyaya yekutaura mashoko avo havo kutaura havo sandinaridza nechekuti kutenda havo vanotenda havo vanhu vesecurity vautaita basa rakanaka asi ini sezepolitical analyst ndinoona kusvika kuseri kuti haisi nyaya yekungotenda tichikuenda kumaelections ende chikuitika ndechekuti muzano PF mune makakata mwari makusaurirana between ivo vamunanga semutungamiri wenyika nemutevedzeri wavo saka zviri kuita sekuti mutevedzeri wavo ndiye ane sapoti yakawanda yechini yevanhu yesecurity saka havasi kungotenda kwekutenda chete kwekuti vari kuvatenda asi inyaya yekuti ipolitics iri kamuzano PF vari kutraya kuti vabvise vanhu vechikoo win the great sector from Israel from Mr. Chiwenga if you also tiigadzira sarudzo kuti vange vachisimeka sakuti aiwa loyalty yevanhu yekusecurity ichange iri kusaidi pavo muchatoona zvisingagumiri papo vachati vawedza even mari dzemuhoro nei nei zvinogara zvichiitika pese patoenda kumaelections but vachavanenge vada kutenga inyaya yekuti mari mauto anga ari kusaidi kwavo patoetinda kumaelections so that kala pazvaenda nepamwe mauto anogona kuia saka takaona kuti muna 2017 pazvakaenda nepamwe vamunangagwa nevamwe vavo vakundibva vakundwapo epolitics neveg40 vakabva vapinza mauto pazvina kusina 2018 kuti vakabva vapinza si mauto musiti saka izvino zvinogara kutika makore nemakore muzimbabwe saka haiwa musashamisika nekutenda kwavari kuita mauto hakusi kuti vari kutenda emiting but inyaya yekuti takunda maelections zvinogara zvichiitika izvi.
Please do stay on the line, Mr. Matete. Liamuzwa uyakhuluma lapho umnumzana Eva Youngerson, rather Matete. Uthi cha yebo abe ZANU-PF lo mnanga kwabe ngathi ukuthi hayi umnyaka ka-2022 ubungumnyaka omuhle mpela ngoba balethe intuthuko baphakamisa umnotho kodwa umnumzana Matete uthi cha akunjalo bazama nje ukuvala abantu amehlo njengoba sokuyiwa kukhetho kunyanga ezilandelayo nje otherwise uMathete uthi hayi akulantuthuko elethwe yiZANU-PF okuyinarrative njalo esiyibonayo ivela kwabe-CCC bona abama kakhulu ngodaba lukaba busikhala abalupha njengomzekeliso omkhulu besithi ukubotshwa kwakhe for almost 7 months evalelwe engathonisiswa njalo isalelwa ukukhululwa ngebail kuveza sobala ukuthi umbuso kaMnangagwa mubi kakhulu ukwedlula okaMgabe okungumbuso owawusolwa ngabantu abaningi besithi hayi kula muntu ongaba lochuku njengomgabe kodwa lamhlanje sebesithi hayi kula muntu ongaba lochuku njengomongameli Mnangagwa. For those are just joining us, this is Live Talk, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. Today, we are talking about aspirations of young people in 2023. We are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. Sithathe umlaleli ecingweni tinemtereri va Gerald Chanki ku Botswana. Va Chanki makadi.
Aiwa ndinofara makadi wo Studio 7.
Aiwa tinofara, happy new year.
Aiwa tiripo tirimo tiri kufara tose chokwadi aiwa mwari vakatikomborera tirimo.
Komurutswa ke kuZimbabwe vamwe vari kumusha hamuna kuenda here kuZimbabwe?
Hatina kuenda kuZimbabwe isu zvino hazvina kunyatsomira zvakanaka mamiriro akaita zvinhu kunyika kwedu uko hatina kukwanisa kuenda mari bachoni ende tiri kutya zvakare kuti tikaira tangoenda kumusha uku situation yachona nemamiriro azvakaita hatizokwanisi zvekuti tizokwanisa kuti tigonofambarira mhuri dzedu zvakare saka kutongoti pauri ipapo utongogonyera ipapo kuti pamwe zvichida ungagokone kuwanawo zvimaseni zvichitumirawo mhuri kumusha.
Ko 2023 chii chamuri kutarisira?
2023 inini ndiri munhu anozvibatsira mubato wemaoko ndinoshanda ndichigadzira aluminium windows nemadoors ndanga ndiri mukati womekushuvira wokuti 2023 dai zvaikwaniswawo pamwe chaigonawo kusimuka kusimudzirawo taishuvira kuti pamwe dai zvinhu zvaichinjawo munyika medu taishandirawo kunyika kweduwo pamwe taigona kusimuka zvakanyanya ndaishuvira kuti kakubata kwangu kwandiri kuita nemaoko tigone kusimudzirana nekusimudzirana nevechidiki tichidzidzisana tiri munyika medu ndoshungu dzangu kuti dai zvangoitawo kuti nyika yedu dai yasunungurwa tagonawo kunge tichisimudzira nyika yedu nokuti zvichiri kutirwadza ndechekuti tiri muno munyika munomu asi hatisi kukwanisa kuenda mberi pamabasa yedu atinoita emaoko tiri kutoramba tichidzokera kumashure saka zvinhu zviri kutibata hamheno kuti tinokunda here 2023 yachona zvakare asi shungu dzedu ndedzekuti tinofanira kuramba tichimburuva pakati pekuzvishanda nemaoko kana kuti pakati pemabhizimusi saizvozvo sevechidiki ndo shuviro dzedu kana kuti ndo shuviro yangu saizvozvo.
Aiwa tinotenda mukoma Gerald nekupinda muchirongwa tinovimba zvichafamba zvakanaka gore rino.
Aiwa ndinotenda ndinongoshuvira kune vose vechidiki kuti kushanda nesimba ndozambuko kushanda nesimba ndoupenyu saka ndinoti kune wese akateerera wechidiki ndinokurudzira kuti ngatishandei tichitsvaga zvinhu zvine upenyu mukurarama zvinoita kuti tigoziva kana kuti tigokura mukati memabhizimusi tisangogarire maoko.
Aiwa tinotenda, thank you very much. Gerald, we are kuluma lapho umlaleli kwele Botswana u Gerald Changi. Uthi yena akenelisanga ukuya ekhaya ngoba ubesesaba ukuthi mhlawumbe engahamba kungasuka kube lama complications ehlule ukuphenduka engave sakwazi ukukhusela imuli yakhe. Esiphenduke kubaba uyangasen Mathethe ikunguye iguest yakhe umhlonitsha wethu lamhlanje executive director weproject of Vote 263. Mr. Mathethe, we are going to elections in a couple of months. What's your message to young people?
Thank you very much. And first, I listened to what Mkoma Gerald was saying, and I actually agree with what he was saying. But my message is that what he was saying, that they want the country to change, they want the country to develop, employment, jobs, better safe delivery, good health care system, and all those things. Those are aspirations that are not isolated from Mr. Gerald alone. Those are aspirations that are being shared by a lot of young people in Zimbabwe, if not all. And many young people who are actually living in Zimbabwe, they are looking for better opportunities and a better living conditions. And what I can say to many people, especially the young people, is that no, Zimbabwe is a Christian nation. That should be proud of. Just got more than 70% of people who are Christians. As I was on the year day, I was going through social media, seeing a lot of prophecies by a lot of men of God, promising a better year of us, a year of upgrade, all those things. But one thing that has struck my mind is that I also, as a Christian, is that we have yet all those promises before, which not necessarily saying that our preachers or our men of God are false or are fake. But Zimbabwe, as it is now, is in a political crisis, it's in an economic crisis, and nothing much can actually happen in that such kind of environment. So we, as Project for 263, we have named 2023 as a year of what you call FOMO, V-O-M-O. It simply translates to say, vote or miss out. Everything that Mr. Gerald and that many other young people in Zimbabwe, for Zimbabweans, young Zimbabweans, whether home abroad, are aspiring for here in Zimbabwe, it's either they vote for them or they miss out entirely. So this is what we are going to be promoting in Zimbabwe from the next 6 months as we head up towards the election, that for young people, it's either you vote or you really miss out on what you aspire or what you think Zimbabwe should be like. And furthermore, we also want to urge Zimbabweans to go to the polls in a peaceful manner, because peace is very important for our elections, so that we can have a free and fair election. We urge young people not to be used for political gains, not to be used to perpetuate or to commit violence as yet towards the elections. So those are two things that I want to tell the young people of Zimbabwe, to say that it's either you vote or you miss out. And please don't be used to commit violence as we head towards the election, because we know that politicians are going to come to you and they are very vulnerable because you are unemployed and you can't look out for yourself. But please don't be used for violence, and either you vote or you miss out.
Well said, Mr. Mathethe Siyabonga, and that brings us to the end of our show. Would like to thank our guest again, Mr. Yangasen Mathethe, Executive Director of the organization Project Vote 263. Siyabonga tinotenda. Sibongeke laba laleli. Kwanele Zimbabwe, let's make another date tomorrow. Kuna Zimbabwe, I'm Tungamili Nkomo.